You're listening to GGR Pirate Radio. Don't be a juice bag. You're listening to The Overflow with MC Brooks on GGR Pirate Radio.
Swing a fly ball, center field deep. Bellinger going back to the warning track, to the wall. It's a grand slam. Howie Kendrick with a grand slam here in the 10th inning of Game 5. The Nationals 7, the Dodgers 3. Do you believe it?
Pull the lever, Gronk. Pull the lever!
Yeah, yeah. I'm in my element like Golden Sun.
Welcome everyone to a brand new episode of The Overflow with MC Brooks on the GGR Podcast Network. I'm your host, MC Brooks, and tonight we're going to be talking about KatsuCon. I know KatsuCon was a little bit of time ago, I think about a month or so, but better late than never as the adage goes, and so going to be talking about it right now. But before I get into all of that, make sure you go to greatgeekrefuge.com where you can find earlier episodes of this podcast as well as some of our other podcasts, such as At the Diner and FedCon. In addition to that, make sure you're following us on all of our social media websites. We are Great Geek Refuge on Instagram and Facebook, where we have a very active Facebook community. And if you'd like to support us, you can also find us on Patreon, where just for a few bucks a month gets you access to some exclusive perks, such as an extra podcast, The Cold Open, and some really dope merch, as well as some other really cool things. So make sure you go and check that out. With that being said, let's go ahead and talk about KatsuCon. All right, so KatsuCon 2024. I've had some time to really sit and think about exactly what I wanted to say about KatsuCon 2024. KatsuCon is a con I've been attending for many years, and I tend to have a great time every time I go. Before the pandemic, and even since the pandemic, I have, generally speaking, had a really good time attending KatsuCon. It is a real one-of-a-kind convention is kind of the best way to say it. And I know that's not very descriptive because every convention is kind of its own thing, right? But KatsuCon is just, it's that first convention post-MAGFest. It's that first convention, if you don't go to MAGFest, it's usually the first convention of the year for a lot of people. And because it's still cold outside and you're on the water, it really creates a very unique atmosphere. Whether you're comparing it to MAGFest or whether you're just attending on its own, it's a very interesting and unique and generally very fun time to go. And this year was no different in that regard. It was still winter, so still very cold, still very frigid outside. And that was not great. But also, you know, what can you do that is just that time of year? You know what I mean? So let's talk a little bit about the convention itself. Much like last year, I had the pleasure of attending this convention with my partner, who was not there for most of Friday, but did attend with me on Saturday and Sunday. And we both pretty much had some of the same feelings and same conclusions about our time at the convention. So first, let's talk about the positives. There were some great cosplays this year. I mean, wow. I'm not sure if people had been showcasing these off at other spots, but there were so many cosplays this year that were just like extremely well done. I didn't get a chance to capture all of them or even a good portion of them, but the ones that I did get to grab, make sure you go to the Great Geek Refuge website to check out the photos from the event, because wow, there were some really, really, really great, incredible cosplays. And as someone who does do cosplay myself from time to time, it's the one thing that I always look forward to is seeing how creative people tend to get, and also see, you know, what the season, like what the outlook is going to be for the year. And what I mean by that is, you know, a lot of times when there's like big popular media, you can expect that, you know, the next nearest convention, you're going to see a lot of cosplays. For example, when Sonic Movie 2 came out, that year, a lot of Knuckles cosplays, a lot of Sonic cosplays, lots of Dr. Eggman cosplays, because that was like the big thing that came out that year. Same with The Mandalorian or the Obi-Wan series. Same to, you know, insert anime here. And you combine that with the usual things you know you're going to get, which is your Naruto characters, your One Piece characters, so on and so forth. But even with that being said, cosplays this year, absolutely dope. Overall, I think it was a pretty well-run event. I didn't really have issues finding things or getting help if I needed help. And just the vibe of it overall was really interesting, right? So, I don't know. I'm 36 years old now, and I, you know, attending CatsuCon, I was a few days before turning 36. And I've been attending conventions for next year will make 20 years that I've been attending conventions, which is like a wild thing to say out loud in real time. And I think this year's CatsuCon was kind of the first time that I had like an old person moment. And what I mean by that is I legitimately felt like this was a young person's thing. And maybe some of that is because many of the people that I used to attend these things with or people that I used to see at these events no longer attend the conventions. But this year, I felt very just kind of isolated a little bit until my partner got there. And, you know, then I had someone to walk around with. But I don't know if cliquish is like the best way to describe it, but it kind of feels less like a convention where it's like, hey, we're all here together, and more like, you know, I'm here with my people also attending this thing, which is also fair and also a valid way to attend conventions, but it's not something I was very used to. And if I found it a little bit hard for me to ingratiate myself like into Katsu that weekend because I was kind of navigating those feelings, and like that very much could have just been a me thing. And I recognize that, and I don't want to hold that against the convention. But even beyond that, like as I kind of dig more into my thoughts about the convention overall, you know, I didn't think there were a ton of great panels this year. The thing that really stood out, like I'm someone who absolutely loves panels when I go to these conventions. I download Guidebook or whatever app convention is using. And I like to map out like my days, like, okay, I want to go to this early. I want to check out this photo shoot. I want to go to this panel. I want to make some time to go to the dealer's room here. I can go get food at this time. Like I'm someone who likes doing that. And I didn't think that there were a lot of really great panels this year. As I shifted through, you know, my Friday and my Saturday and even my Sunday, most of what I was putting down was just cosplay shoots. Like, you know, okay, the One Piece, you know, again, they're getting together at this time. Steven Universe, they're getting together at this time. You know, like, that's largely where I found, like, the appeal, because there just weren't a lot. And, like, obviously, you know, like, everyone's entitled to feel that way. I'm sure there are people who felt that there were a ton of great selections. And I will say, the panels that I did attend were great. I went to a panel on J-pop music, just J-music in general, which was really awesome. There was another one I went that discussed the connections between like fandom and religion. And being someone who went to religious schools growing up and was always really fascinated by religion and fandom, I have said something similar. In fact, there's an episode I kind of want to do about the idea that fandom is replacing faith in this country, as religion overall seems to be on a decline, while, you know, fandom and stan culture seems to be on an increase. But that's save that for another time. But I did find that panel to be, you know, really well done. And I thought there was a lot of really great connecting points and a lot of really great insight in that panel as well. There was also a great panel on cosplaying when you have a disability. I thought that was also really, really insightful and really dope. And, you know, being that I'm, you know, my partner is someone who is navigating a chronic illness, I did think that it was really important not only for her to be part of that, but also for me as someone who, you know, like I don't consider myself to have a chronic illness or like a disability of any kind. So for me, it's always good to see where my blind spots potentially were also. And so I think there was a lot of really good information that could be gained from just listening to other people's experiences navigating, you know, what they have to navigate in order to attend these conventions. So, like, those three were really dope. And there were some other ones that I know I did want to attend, but unfortunately I just missed out on because of time, or something else, or a class with something else. But yeah, like I didn't think that the panel selection was necessarily all that great. In addition to that, even in going through the dealer's room and the artist alley, like I'm someone who, you know, like that's also like I go there to spend my money. You know what I mean? Like I go there because I want to get like a really cool print that I can frame and put on my wall, or put on my desk at home, or my desk at work, or something. Like I want to get the cool hoodie, the dope shirt, you know, the nerd merch. You know, like I rock my stuff regularly and with pride. I have probably have too much if you were to see what my classic looks like, to be honest. But with that being said, like I didn't find the selection that year to be necessarily that great. You know, there wasn't a ton of variety, versatility, and I just didn't see much that really caught my eye. And this isn't to say or to disparage the people that were there. I'm literally only talking about my experience. And I do hope that all those people who attended got plenty of business and were able to continue to make their dreams come true, you know, by having a successful convention. But for me, I didn't find that there was a lot that really appealed to me. Didn't see a ton of great, creative, unique designs. There were great prints and great artwork, which is always a delight to see, but nothing that I felt like I could spend my money on, or that I felt comfortable spending my money on, if that makes sense. So with that being said, I think overall, and just to be clear, my partner shares these sentiments. I right in front of me have opened the messages that I sent because I wanted to get her perspective on what she felt at her time, because her experience could very well have been very different from my own, and I would like for people to be able to speak for themselves. So I'm incorporating things from what was said to me into this, because she shares a lot of what I said about the lack of panels, the lack of good stuff or good merch, you know, stuff that really stood out or caught your eye in the dealer's room and the artist alley. She also made a point to talk about like the lines and lines not feeling as put together, not being as long as they seemed to be last year, which, I mean, look, nobody likes line cons. I'm not going to complain about that, but it is something of note. And, you know, she also points out that just they felt very disorganized. And I will agree with that sentiment. I know that I said earlier that I felt like they, you know, they did a good job putting the con together. And I do stand by that. But there was a lot of disorganization. I do feel like some trying to find where certain things were was confusing at times. And, you know, there didn't seem to be a lot of like directing the traffic in terms of people walking around the convention. Like if you're trying to find the line for the dealer's room, like does it start here? Does it start down there? Don't know, because can't find a staff person, or the staff person is kind of swallowed up in the audience, in the crowd of who's there. And so I also kind of share that sentiment as well. If I had to give KatsuCon a score, I would give it probably like a 6.5 to 7 out of 10. I think overall it was very enjoyable. And for the record, my partner gave it a 6 out of 10. Now for me and her, like we have a little bit of nostalgia and sentimental value that goes into KatsuCon, because it's the first convention we ever attended together a year ago. And so like it has sentimental value, and it's something that we're always going to enjoy and come back for, because it's part of the lore, right? Now, but just overall, just wasn't great, you know. It wasn't like in years past for me. It didn't, you know. I wasn't like, I didn't jump out of my seat and go like, oh my goodness, I need to make sure I'm there early. You know, I kind of felt like, yeah, I can just kind of go when I go, and when I leave, I leave. And, you know, that's just kind of what the vibe was for me. And again, this is not to disparage KatsuCon or the people running it. And it's not to say that I would never attend again. It's not even to say that it was necessarily a bad convention. I didn't particularly have like the greatest of times, but I did have a good time overall. I did have fun, even with the criticisms that I did have. I did have fun. We both did, and we're looking forward to going back next year. So, yeah, that's my thoughts. KatsuCon 2024. Make sure you go to the website. Check out the photos from the event. There are a good amount of photos. And I had a good time meeting people and taking photos. And I did get video too, but I'm not posting any of the videos. But yeah, please go check them out. There's some really, really, really cool cosplays and some really, really good photos that we got of the event itself. That being said, thank you all for listening. Make sure you go to greatgeekrefuge.com, where you can find earlier episodes of this podcast, as well as episodes of some of our other podcasts. Make sure you follow Great Geek Refuge on Instagram and Facebook, where we have an active Facebook community. And if you'd like to support us, you can also find us on Patreon. With that being said, thank you for listening. Catch you on the flip side.
This has been Pirate Radio Network production, Juice Bags. Yeah, boy.